Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of Prophet, or the misconception I would try to remove today relates to the militant campaign of the Prophet Solomon against the Queen of Sheba. Now we know that it is mentioned in the Quran, and of course it's established history, that the Prophet Solomon had written a letter to Queen of Sheba and had asked her to submit to his rule, and that she could not remain an independent ruler. Now the question arises that what right did Solomon have to ask the Queen of Sheba to submit to him? Now, there are people who have tried to explain this measure of the Prophet Solomon on the basis of the law of Itmamul Hujjah, as per which we know that the Rasuls of God, or the Messengers of God, they are given this divine authority to decide the fate of their nation, the fate of their followers in this world if they do not submit to the truth. Now, the question arises that, of course, in this case as well, we find that there was no communication of the truth, as is the general case in this law, which was meted out. And we know that this communication of truth was severely lacking. We do not find the Prophet Solomon communicating the truth in any way, or going there or calling them to what the part of truth is. And this of course is a very basic tenet, that if there is to be a conclusive communication of the truth, then at least the prophets, they spend time in the nation on whom this truth is revealed. We find this, that no such thing happened in the case of Solomon and the people of Sheba. So how come that the Prophet Solomon had asked the Queen of Sheba to submit to him? And we also know from the law of Itmamul Hujjah that people or nations who are polytheists, they cannot live on their own religion. They must convert to Islam. And we know that the people of Sheba, they were all polytheists. And how come they were allowed to live if they submitted to the rule of Solomon? So these questions arise on the whole scheme which is meted out, which is explained in the Quran regarding Solomon and Sheba, if it is explained on the basis of the law of Itmamul Hujjah. Now, a more probable explanation of this whole incident can be gauged if what my teacher, Javed Ahmed Ghamidi, has surmised in one of his articles. He has said and he has explained that this whole incident, this whole episode, should be understood in a special law which relates to the progeny of Abraham, which is mentioned in the Quran, and of course is also mentioned in the Bible. Now, as per this law, the progeny of Abraham would be given the imamah, or the leadership of the world, if they present the truth the way it is, and with full certainty to the other nations of this world. As long as they do this and are able to do this, they will be granted the leadership of the other nations of this world, and this would be through the Almighty Himself. The Israelites, or the Ishmaelites, which are of course the two main branches of the progeny of Abraham, both of them were invested with this stature. And another thing which is important to note here is that neither of these two branches would be were allowed to take any initiative in this regard. This whole scheme would materialize by God Himself. He would, in His own affairs, through His own affairs, through His own steps taken, He would make other nations submit to the leadership of these two branches, if they, with full integrity and full authority, communicate the religion which is revealed to them. We know that this happened, and this whole position was inferred to both these branches. Now, as a corollary of this verdict of God, of this decision of God, there were two areas which was made specific to both these nations. We know the area of Palestine and Canaan, which was the adjacent area, that was made specific to the Israelites. And for the Ishmaelites, the area of the Arabian Peninsula was made specific, so that people could see how the Almighty deals with both these branches if they behave according to the laws, or according to the whole scheme which the Almighty has revealed about them. And it is whatever the Almighty deals with them, in whatever manner He deals with them, it becomes apparent. And if they are housed in this particular areas. Now, it was also a corollary of this whole verdict that areas in which this territory, which existed for the Ishmaelites and for the Israelites, in these areas, no polytheist and no kafir, no disbeliever could be allowed to live here. And even in adjacent areas, they were not allowed to have their separate governments, their separate states, unless they submitted to the Islamic rule. So it was on this very basis that the Prophet Solomon had written to Queen of Sheba to surrender to him, to submit that area to his rule, because it was written in the Torah, it was written in Deuteronomy, that in the area which is this is assigned to them, no mushrik, no polytheist should live there, no disbeliever should live there, which of course was the reason that it was, they were all of them were expelled from the area of Palestine. And the area of the Queen of Sheba actually was the area which was adjacent to the area of Palestine, which is the area of Canaan. And for that particular area, the rule was that no government should be allowed to exist there as well of disbelievers or the polytheists, unless it's submitted to the authority of the Islamic rule. So on the basis of this rule and this law, the Prophet Solomon wrote to the Queen of Sheba to submit to him. So it is essential that we view this whole incident in the light of this explanation just proffered. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات